Hey, what's going on, gang? I hope you all are enjoying this episode. I wanted to take a quick moment to go ahead and shout out one of our new sponsors, and then we can get right back to leveling up. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I know when I first started off, I had a lot of questions like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps so people can listen? Better yet, how do I get paid from my podcast? And the answer to every single one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, reading this ad. I've been able to build my brand and make connections with celebrities, entrepreneurs, and influencers across the world and obtain a top 20 business podcast. So if you ever wanted to start a podcast and make money from doing it, simply go to anchor.fm/start and join me and the rest of the community as we grow our brands. You can connect with me on there at Level Up Daily as I'll be giving away all my secrets to becoming a top 20 business podcast. Now let's get back to leveling up.
Are you ready?
Level Up Daily,
the hottest podcast for self-growth.
With interviews from the hottest celebrities.
Controller, level me up. Controller, level me up, yeah.
Now, your host, DeAndre Evans.
Controller, level me up. Controller, level me up, yeah.
It's time to level up.
Now level up.
Yo, what's up, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning. And shout out for those tuning in for the first time. As you all know, we always drop a podcast every Monday and Friday. And today I have a very special surprise, as promised, because I said I was going to bring as much value as possible to this podcast platform. And I want to make sure that I continue to do that from here on out. And today I have a very, very special guest. This is somebody I look up to, especially from afar. You may know him as the Millionaire Mentor. You know, he's become one of the most renowned social media influencers in the country worldwide. He's been ranked on Forbes multiple times amongst the top 25 social media influencers in the game right now. I mean, with over 3.3 million followers. And that's just talking about lifestyle, man. It's crazy. And I have the one and only Jason Stone on the phone with me right now. What's up, Jay? How you doing, man?
What is up? What is up? Thanks for having me. Thanks for the awesome introduction. Glad to be here. Let's get this rocking and rolling.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. And I know I probably only got you for a limited amount of time because I know you got a lot to do. So we
oh, yeah, for sure.
It's done. I know the phone is going off, but
I had to turn my computer off because my text messages are blasting in the background. I got calls coming in. I'm rejecting calls.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's get through it. Let me not hold you up. But I greatly appreciate you, man, for coming on. Like I said, I've always been watching you from afar. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to do this for me and with me. I've been following for a while, man, to be honest, for like the last 2 to 3 years, just like stalking your IG page, to be real with you, man. Like, just stalking.
That's awesome.
And to be honest, open up to you that story, because I know we were chopping it up before, but like you literally helped change so much personally for my life. It's insane. And I don't know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, if you recall, you probably don't because you get a lot of DMs, a lot of messages or whatnot, but I know on my personal business page, I reached out to you through Millionaire Mentor, and I was just like, yo, I'm looking at the Instagram post now. I was like, yo, thank you so much. I appreciate what you've done. And just remember the name, Level Up Daily. And you responded back with a fire emoji. And during that time, like, I just threw the phone across the room. I was like, no way. Like, no way. Did he respond back?
Fire emoji. Like, yes, I got a response.
Yeah. And I'm gonna share that post to and post it up so people can know. Because, like, literally, it's scary because literally a year ago from today, I cannot make this up, you reached out and responded. And it was, like, 2:30 in the morning. Like, it was crazy. And for you to respond and show love, man, it just blew my mind. And to have you on this podcast, it's just, like, it just brings it all home, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I get hundreds of messages daily. I think it late at night before I'm going to bed, I'm like diligently responding to everybody, trying to at least give like some sort of response to people, let them know that I'm here, that I'm real, I'm authentic.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'll take my time out to write some, you know, some stuff in there. I do have help as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's running that page is a business. It's a lot of work.
I bet, man. I bet. And it's a great page to be on. Like, so many people don't know about it, or some
people, you know, listening in may not know. I take that back. But a lot of people may have heard of you, but don't know, you know, the face behind Millionaire Mentor. And that's what I want to dive into today. Like, just get that relationship going. So, I mean, if you don't mind, like, can you tell us like a little bit for those listening, you know, a little bit about yourself, your backstory, how you got started in the business industry?
Yeah. All right. A little bit about myself. I come from, a working class, blue collar family.
Yeah,
I didn't have anything growing up. You know, I definitely self-made. I was the guy that was like, you know, when all my friends were going out partying, going out chasing girls, going out to the strip club or the club.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
You know what, guys? I'm going to hang back. I got shit to do. I got I got money to make.
Money moves.
Money moves. So, my first business, I went to school for mechanical engineering.
Nice.
My parents made me. my uncle wanted me to join a fraternity. My parents wouldn't let me. They're like, you're going to school. You're getting a degree. Right. You're going to go get a good job. You know, that's what everybody instills in you. Get a job, go to school, get a job. Like halfway through college, you know, I need some money. Like, I'm going to college. My parents will make, you know, they're paying for college. Thank God. I don't think I would have gone to college if I had to pay for it myself. Mm-hmm. People may think that's entitled, but I don't recommend going into fucking school debt. You know, unless you want to become a lawyer or a doctor, you know, if you want to learn something, by all means, go to school and learn what you want to do because that's your passion. If you want to become I'm a mechanical engineer. I wanted to become a mechanical engineer. That was my hobby growing up. I was into engineering. I mean, my cars, I wanted the cars to go faster, like the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. And that's my favorite movie, man. It's like top five.
So I started going to these junkyards and selling like these car parts on eBay. And I literally started my first business. I made my first money on eBay. I bought something on eBay, broke it down, and then resold it back on eBay. I started with my first money was like a $5 sale on eBay. And that's what jump-started my entrepreneurship career into the business. Still to this day, it's called Treadstone Performance Engineering.
Okay.
It's an engineering design firm that I started out of college because I didn't want to go to work. I took one co-op job while I was in college, and I had to get up at 6 in the morning, drive 45 minutes to work, 45 minutes back, the fucking rat race. Almost 2 hours of my day sitting in the car driving. Yeah.
Burning and gas.
I realized that I'd never wanted to work for someone ever again. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's a little bit about my past. That business is still thriving. It's a really good business. Social media. But I guess let's go back to how I got into social media because up until that time, I'm just a mechanical engineer with my business Treadstone. I'm a design firm. So, where to start? Okay, I died once on Instagram. Literally, I deleted and killed my Instagram self. This is like 5 years ago.
What happened?
We went on vacation. You know, we going on vacation. Used to post pictures of you. You know, the lifestyle living. You know, I'm going on vacation, guys. You know,
yeah.
I'm out here globetrotting while you're working. Let me post some pictures of us going out of town.
Yeah.
So we went to the hard-earned vacation to Disneyland and came back to the house being robbed. Our house was robbed.
Wow.
Wow.
All from Instagram.
Yeah, it's like I forgot to set the alarm system.
Oh man. Damn.
And damn. I posted the pictures of my I had a nice watch collection at the time, had a Rolex apparently, and then I walked into the door. Doors like cracked open.
Right.
And I sent the kids and Christy back to the car, kind of, you know, rage ensued. I ran to my fucking my office. The gun case was still there. I opened the gun case because the gun case has GPS on it. They didn't take it, or the alarm went off or something. So I'm walking around the house like 007 with my gun. Like the whole house is ravaged, ransacked. All my shit's gone. I'm like, what the fuck's in my house?
Exactly.
Like 007.
James Bond and I coded
and then I remembered my watches. I'm like, that's like literally the only most valuable thing that probably that they came for. So ran upstairs, all gone. And you know, the one that hurt me the most was like the $10 Timex timepiece that my grandfather had given me.
Yeah.
That wasn't worth shit, but $10 at the pawn store. That's the one that hurt the most.
Yeah, because the value of it. Right, right.
Yeah. Because of social media, I deleted our Instagram accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the ride home from the Hard Rock one day, and you know, I deleted my wife's account. Man, that argument was fucking louder than the music in the club.
Like, what?
So okay, then how did I get back? Okay, so I got back on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the club with my buddy, and he was showing me his PayPal account. He was selling diet plans on Instagram.
Nice.
He was like cocky bulldog, shredded, got abs.
Yeah,
he was literally making $1,000 a day selling diet plans on Instagram. I'm like, what the fuck? $1,000 a day, all profit.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, so I got to do something. I got to get back on Instagram. I didn't get back on Instagram as a personal account. I got back on as Millionaire Mentor.
So and that was actually a question that I had. Like, how did you even come up with the name Millionaire Mentor? Like, how did that even come about? Did it just like a dream that you had, or you just woke up like, yeah, I'm gonna mesh these two together? Like, how did that come about?
I always thought of myself as a good teacher. I was successful at the time. I was a millionaire before the age of 30. I had friends asking me, you know, questions about business. And I just kind of wanted to share my story, share my values and insights of what I've learned through my years as an entrepreneur, and just started giving back. I treated Instagram like a mini blog.
Yeah.
And
posting just constantly.
Yeah. I mean, it started out just posting like fancy pictures with some motivational quotes, which is still what I do today.
Right. You got thousands, man, for sure. Like, I still be liking all of it. Like, I literally still get the post notification. Like, every time you drop, I'm like, yep, here you go. Another one.
Man, I'm still debating. Like, I repost so much every hour on the hour that, like, I don't even want to annoy people with post notifications. Like, I would tell them to turn them on, but, like, I'm appreciate that you have them on. That's awesome.
gotta stay with it, man. Like I said, like, you help so much. So I'm like, I gotta rock with you. But it's a great, great feeling. For sure. And that's dope, though, how you came up, I mean, with the concept of it. Like, you got inspired basically from your boy, you know, who was running his gram and making $1,000 a day. So he was like, let me just take action. And you started running with it and you started building it. So, like, this is a personal question. Like, where all these quotes come from? Like, you just think of throughout the day that you, like, draw inspiration from somewhere? Or
pretty much, yeah. That's exactly how it is. You draw, you know, you're going throughout your day. And you have a little life lesson, and I write that down on my notepad. I'm like, damn, I just learned a little life lesson there. And then you turn that into a quote.
Yeah.
You know, or you get ideas for quotes, and you kind of like reword them a little bit to try to make them your own.
Right. And just run.
You know, every quote on my Instagram is not made up. Obviously, we're copying quotes that are popular or have been there, or we just kind of like put little statements out there, like.
Right.
You can,
but the way
more.
You do it, yeah, the way you do it is so dope, though, because it's like still got that lifestyle attached to it, and I think that's where a lot of people like to relate to.
Instagram is it's definitely a business tool that everybody and their business, whether you have a business or you're creating your personal brand,
you
got to be on it. It's already at 1 billion users. That is where everybody's attention is at. That is where you got to be. And if you're not on Instagram, you're getting left in the dust. Your business is not going to survive the next 10 years. You
know, right.
If you're not up with the new trends and the latest and greatest where everybody's attention is at, you're going to fall off.
It's going to hit a wall and it's going to be all bad from there. Like, I guess a lot of stores now that's going out of business, like Toys R Us and Macy's, and, you know, stores have been around for a long time. And I think maybe, you know, they didn't take that route like you're talking about, like learning how to adapt and do that.
Adapt to it.
But when it comes to, you know, personally for you, like what gets you up in the morning? Because you're the Millionaire Mentor, right? Like, everybody's reaching out to you on Instagram, Facebook, they're blowing up your newsfeed. Like, what drives you? What do you grind for?
Man, that's a good question. Like, do we give the cliche answer, or do we give the answer of what it really is all about? Because at the end of the day, we could give the cliche answer. I just want to impact a billion lives.
Right.
All right. What the fuck am I going to do that for? Why would I want to impact a billion lives? I don't know. Maybe I want to make some damn money. Because at the end of the day, what are you doing this podcast for? Eventually, you want to make some money with it. So you can rep advertise. You get some marketing dollars. So you can blow your personal brand up. So you can make more money. So at the end of the day, we do it for the money. You got to keep the money on your mind. I tell people this all the time. If you're not thinking about making money or what actions you're doing up that's going to lead to you making money, you might as well not become an entrepreneur, because it all starts with, you know, thinking about money.
Yeah.
Like I talk to people sometimes, they don't care about money. Mm-hmm. There's people that do not care about making money. They're content. They're happy. They're dependent on other people. They have other priorities, but us, you know, we're entrepreneurs, and that's just in our genes. We gotta provide for our families. So at the end of the day, you know, we make money so we can provide, so we can have the freedom to do what we want to do, so we can take the vacations that we want. We can take my wife and my kids and go out for a week and not have to worry about money for a week.
Yeah.
Because I grinded so hard for the last 10, 20 years.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's so you know, number one, you think about money. Number two,
I guess
what is your business? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm gonna go into a little tangent here, like a little little life lesson. Like then you think about your business idea.
Mm-hmm.
Then you think about, is your business idea scalable?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to have a mission statement. You got to have core values of your business and your vision. Mm-hmm. And that's where the impact comes in. So that's where you can deliver the impact to people. You can solve people's problems. You can change people's lives.
Right.
You know, that stuff creates money. And then you go into your, you know, creating content, distributing your content. What is your product, service, and blah, 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 and so on, so on.
I agree. And I'm pretty sure a lot of listeners tuning in be like, okay, yeah, we agree. That's cool. But I know I have some listeners out there be like, well, you know, how you do you feel about the passion behind what you're doing? Like, would that be a part of it? Or
so, okay, like, that's another good question, because sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Like, I was fortunate to start a business that I was passionate about because it was my hobby. Yeah. I liked what I was doing. But at the end of the day, nobody likes to work. Like, I would. Like, I mean, you know, there's people out there be like, I love what I do, so I'll never have to work a day in my life. Bullshit. Love what you do. Yeah, you love what you do because you're making money. I like what I do. I'm making money. But do I want to work? Fuck no, I don't want to work. I want to go and, like, go to the gym and be healthy and go spend a whole year on vacation.
Yeah.
I want to win the lottery so I don't have to work another fucking day in my life.
Yeah.
But, you know, then we're like, oh, well, you're not going to leave a legacy. People aren't going to remember you. Well, I don't give a shit. right now, yes, I want to leave a legacy, because what I'm doing right now, I want to build an agency. You know, I want to you know, help other businesses. You know, that's what I like doing right now. But I'm doing it to make money.
Primary goal is to make money. And I feel like a lot of people are definitely on the same thing, but you know, you always get that talk like, yeah, you got to do what you love or experiment with things and be passionate about it, because, you know, if you're not passionate about it, you're not going to make money, you know?
Yeah.
It's always that fine line.
It's nice knowing. It's nice to be passionate about something that you like, because I like Instagram. I like motivating, inspiring people. I like helping businesses. And, you know, I like, you know, making a change in people's lives. People tell me that, like, you know, I kept them from committing suicide because my account gives them motivation. You know?
Wow.
Inspires people to do more, to create a business. I get tons of feedback every single day. I have like hundreds of screenshots I've collected of all this positive feedback. And, you know, that's what keeps me going and motivates me to do more. It helps. So it's nice to get that feedback loop and like what you do. But at the end of the day, I'd rather not be doing jack shit, but going sipping a tequila on the beach in Mexico.
Yeah, and just relaxing and calling it a day.
Yeah.
and kicking it with the family and the little ones. Now,
exactly.
Wait, because I know you're married, right? You got, is it two kids, right?
Two kids, yeah. Nice.
So let me ask you, because I know you're an entrepreneur, right? You got like multiple businesses going on. I'm going to talk about that a little later, but like, is it challenging running a business from home? Like, do you run your business mainly from home or on the go? Is it challenging to you to balance that with, you know, family time and millionaire mentor?
Yeah, I mean, some of the business, I can run all my businesses from home. You know, I do have different offices for different businesses. And I do go there every now and then.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the work-life balance, I mean, there really is no balance, man. You just go with the flow. It's just chaos. People ask me, how do you balance your work and your life and your marriage and your kids? I'm like, I don't balance it. It just happens. Like,
just do it.
I build my life around my work. I don't build my work around my life. Like, if I want to go on vacation next week, I'm just going to go because I can still manage my businesses from wherever I go.
Right. And it's like, I think
Grant Cardone said it, like he bought his jet because he didn't want to buy a jet just to take pictures on a jet, or just to have a jet. He bought a jet so he could take his family with him on business trips and be around his family more.
Yeah. And plus, it's a lot cooler, it's a lot sexier, and it's faster than if I get.
It's a marketing tool. You know, like, exactly. Forgot to mention that.
You got the big 10X on the back of it. Yeah, I saw it.
It's a marketing tool, just like my Aventador. I bought it.
Yeah.
It's cool to have Aventador. It's also a cool marketing tool. People believe you.
Yeah, exactly. Tune into it.
Just like, you know, people giving a Grant Cardone tens of millions of dollars. He's got a jet. Of course he's going to try and invest their money responsibly.
Yeah, of course. And with that, because, okay, so you balance in. Well, you really don't balance. You just go with the flow. I should clear that up. So you're going with the flow, you're doing your thing, and you got these businesses, you know, over different parts of the states and different parts of the country, and you have to have a team behind you, right?
Yeah.
So how important is the word team to you? Like, what does that really mean? Like, teamwork, like how imperative is that to your business?
Now, your team is everything. If you don't trust the people that are working for you.
Yeah.
Like, I probably might be naive sometimes, but you have to trust people. You got to trust them, and if they ever slip up, you know, that one time, that the trust is gone. So I've got, you know, my guys that work at Treadstone, they handle cash all the time. I'm like, if I were to get so stressed out about trusting my team, you know, I'd pull my hair, I'd be going crazy. So you just got to trust the people that you work, you have to trust the team, that you're not, you know, slacking off, milking the clock, because it's gonna happen regardless. You know, your team, you know, that's I'm just kind of like thinking of the Treadstone team, but, you know, I got the team that are like my freelancers that are located all over the world. You have to depend on them, stay in touch with them. But yeah, your team, those are your contacts, and once you start developing those contacts and resources, they're assets. They become an asset to you because you're able to delegate, and they're able to take and free up your time.
Now I got a question, because this is random, but it just crossed my mind, because I know you said your wife Chrissy has walked in and he's like, no, go back out, right? So like, is it days where you come in from work, you out of town, or you fly back in, she's like, okay, are you Jason Stone today, or are you Millionaire Mentor? Like, who are you right now? So I know. Like, does that ever happen?
Oh my gosh, she thinks sometimes like social media has gotten to your head. You think you're all that. You think you're big shit. You think, you know, everywhere you go, people notice you. Who do you think you are?
Right. So she'd be all in. Like, listen, I need you to be Jason today.
Yeah, she's like, I got responsibilities. Can you just be like, like little old Jason that I met 8 years ago with no social media. I'm like, so social media hasn't changed me. It just amplified the person who I really am.
Right. It just gave me a little boost, post. Nice. Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, I know it has to be very entertaining to have something like that going on. But no, so now I'm thinking, you know, basically along those realms now, growing up, you know, you said you had a relationship with her early on. Like, did you personally have a mentor growing up, or do you have a mentor now? since you consider, like, it's kind of funny because you're the millionaire mentor, but does the millionaire mentor have a mentor?
I didn't have one growing up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, my dad and my mom, they were both work like full-time jobs, nothing like no crazy jobs. So
what city state?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, where? Nice, dude. Like, I'm from Michigan, so we're like next door neighbors.
A little bit, yeah. So mentor-wise, man, I wish I had a mentor. that's why I'm the mentor to everybody else right now. I'm the millionaire mentor. I don't have, like, I never paid for a mentor. I never, like, reached out, hey, can you be my mentor? But I do have business contacts that I would say that I've learned from, I've come to for advice.
Yeah.
I've listened to their advice, and I've called them up for advice. So I could, you know, in one way, yes, I do have business mentors that I can say, hey, you know, I got a question, you know, can you help me out? And they're going to help me out. You know, they're not going to charge for their time, but they're just people I've met along the way. And I do thank social media for that. Like, there's social media has connected me with millions of people around the world, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, you know, big company owners that I never would have got a chance to meet if it wasn't for social media. So I thank Instagram for that.
Yeah. So who impacted you the most that you met so far that you're like, yeah, I'm glad I met that person. This person helped, you know, gave me that extra boost that I needed to, you know, keep building Millionaire Mentor, and inspired you in some way. Was it anybody recently you met or anybody personally?
There's like entrepreneurs that I look up to. I mean, I look up to a lot of, like, I'm obviously on Instagram, so I see all the celebrity entrepreneurs. So there's way more many entrepreneurs out there than just what you people see on Instagram labeled the quote unquote celebrity entrepreneurs, like myself, like the Ty Lopez, the Grant Cardone, the Gary Vee, you know, I look up to all those guys, you know.
Yeah.
Those are, you know, the Damon Johns, whoever's on Instagram with a following and they're active on an entrepreneur and they're known, those are your celebrity. But there's so many other mentors out there besides just what you see putting themselves out there. You know, any entrepreneur that can put themselves out there and create a personal brand for themselves. And actually, every entrepreneur should start doing that. If you're a CEO and a business owner, you need to start making your personal brand on Instagram. You need to be the face behind the brand. You need to start, you know, motivating people and getting people to trust you and buy from your brand and get your brand known, because you should become a celebrity entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And like, it's going to help your business so much more. I'm considering myself a celebrity entrepreneur. I could start a business tomorrow and market it to 3 million people.
Yeah. Easily. It's crazy. Yeah, I know. Over the work that you've done, though. So let's clear that up, because people might be thinking, y'all, I can just get to 3.3 million. No, it's going to take some time. Like, how long did it really, you know, take for you to build that following? Was it difficult to do, or did it, you know, start to pick up steam after a certain couple months? Or
We're going on 3.5 years, I think.
Yeah.
So
basically like 1 million per year or so?
Just about, yeah.
Nice.
But it was about the hustle. I stopped everything that I was doing. I stopped Treadstone. I'm like, I'm doubling, tripling down on this Instagram thing.
Yeah.
I want to grow an audience. I want to give back. I want these audience to trust me to maybe one day buy from me. And which I have, you know, that made millions and millions of dollars
from
my Instagram audience.
It's crazy.
It is.
All right, just put it right.
I made multi-millions from my Instagram followers. So growing the Instagram following, it's all about networking, networking with other accounts, and paying for shout outs.
Yeah.
You can have the best content in the world, best pictures, best videos, badass videos, stories, IGTV. But if nobody sees your content, if nobody goes to your page, you're still dead in the water. So content is only part of the equation. It's all about distribution. Distribution is king. And I beat that down people's throats. Like, they're like, I have such, that's beautiful page. Like, your page is beautiful, I only have 5,000 followers. What do I do? I'm like, you need to start getting out there and networking and paying other people to mention you.
Right.
If you're a business, if you're a business, you need to get your product and service in the hands of influencers. Mm-hmm. Influencer marketing is top of the food chain right now.
Right.
If you're not doing influencer marketing with your brand, you might as well close up shop.
Exactly. Just call it a day. Like, we're done. It's over.
Or yeah, okay, so growing, you know, you could spend 3 to 5 years, next 3 years, you know, grinding it out, mm-hmm. you know, figuring out what works, you know, or you can just call me up, engage in my agency, I'll help you out.
Yeah.
This is my little pitch.
Is that, no, I'm with it. I'm with it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Get it out there.
So yeah, I got a social media marketing agency. I got a growth, you know, a viral growth agency, you know, whatever agency you want to call it, a consulting agency. You know, if a business needs help, if an individual needs help, if anybody needs help growing their personal brand or their business brand, connecting with influencers, mm-hmm. I'm definitely here to help.
So right now, guys, Jason is basically taking over my podcast. He wants everybody to go to his page. He's just leveraging me here. No, no, it's good enough. No, but I want you guys to really do, you know, check him out for sure. And I'll definitely put the links down in the description here in the podcast. But, you know, I'm always looking to bring that value. Like I said before in the beginning, for those tuning in, like, I'm really wanting to expand this podcast thing, because personally, those who've been rocking with me since day one, they know that they started from the bottom with me. And it's been like crazy growing. Within the first week, we had like 5,000 listeners. And within like 3 or 4 months, we got up to like 20 and started going to 50. So the following is there. So I want you guys who are tuning in just to pay attention and just make connections as much as possible. And, you know, and just reach out to many people as possible as well. So that's my little pitch as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about networking. Your network is your network for sure.
Right, right. Now, when it comes to it, because you basically answered the question I was thinking about earlier, but what lessons have you like learned so far being an entrepreneur? Like, what trials and tribulations have you learned from it in any scenarios? Like, oh, I need to move like this on Instagram. I need to do this on Facebook, or any advice personally being an entrepreneur, what would you give someone who wants to pursue, you know, what you do?
To be an influencer or a marketer or...
Exactly. Yep. All of the above. Because somebody's like, oh yeah, millionaire material. That sounds sweet. Oh, I can make millions. Like, they're just listening to you. They're like, yep. I want to do it.
The number one, if you want to put yourself out there, you want to kind of do what I've done. You want to become an influencer. You just got to, you can't be scared of the camera. You got to put yourself out there and be authentic.
Yeah.
People love authentic shit. People mm-hmm. love real. People love, you know, seeing you in the moment, seeing your reactions, seeing people's personalities. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of influencers that just post these perfect Photoshop pictures.
Yeah,
and, all the time. And they never go on their stories. They never talk to the audience. They never are videos on their walls. They're never on their stories. Mm-hmm. Stories is where it's at. People follow their stories. They check stories more than they check the wall feed. So you need to be on stories. You need to be in people's faces every single day. And that's how you grow that trust. That's how you become authentic. People start to trust you. And at the end of the day, they're going to buy from you. And you can make that money.
Right, exactly. Get that cheese. Get that bread. Now, that's dope. That's dope. And I hope those tuning in was actually able to take note of that, because he said something very valuable in there that a lot of people, you know, probably overlooked, overheard. But he said, listen, DMs is where it's at. Story mode is where it's at. So if you guys are on there, that's a great way to go ahead and get started and start to build some momentum to your brand and your personal page. So pay attention to that, guys. It's very, very important. And I would agree personally, because I know I've been doing that as well. And I've been seeing the return and the value of it. So I definitely agree. And when it comes to, you know, the brand of Millionaire Mentor and the business overall, like, even, you know, the scenario where, you know, sadly you got robbed and everything went left and you had to start over with Instagram, had to cancel your wife Instagram, right? You had to do it all over. Like, would you do it over the same way? Yes or no?
Would I start my account the same way?
Yeah, is that like this whole scenario of everything played out the same? Would you go back and do it over the same way, or would you change some things throughout the process?
I mean, I would just get right back out there, with a brand new account, networking with other Instagram accounts, exchanging mm-hmm. content, putting yeah. myself out there. The same thing I just discussed, because once you grow an audience, mm-hmm. you know, your audience is there with you. You're growing a tribe of people that mm-hmm. follow you like a cult,
yeah.
so to speak. And you know, your audience, they look up to you, and they look up to you for ideas, inspiration, motivation, and mm-hmm. they want to do what you do. So if you could right. set the example, be a good leader, and mm-hmm. you know, just give people that people live vicariously all the time.
Yeah.
So you just get out there and live life. People are going right. to want to live vicariously through your life.
You know, I was always told my personal mentor, you know, I would rather be rich because I was curious than broke because I was skeptical.
Yeah, so that's another thing. Yeah. You got to ask questions. Don't be scared to ask questions.
Exactly. Ask as many questions as possible. Even reach out to just hop in Jason DMs. He got you.
If someone sends me like a legit question, like yeah. on DMs, it's going to get answered.
Yeah.
But if you send me a question, how do I make money? How do I get rich? Like, I'm deleting that shit.
yeah. Like, it's over, dude. I'm making a cut.
How do I become a billionaire? I might throw in like one of my quotes. Like,
yeah.
Hold on, one of my favorite quotes is the secret to success is you decide while others delay, begin while others procrastinate, work while others wish, save while others waste, persist mm-hmm. while others quit, and study while others sleep.
That's deep. I like that. Like, you always dropping bombs, man. You're dropping fire. I was dropping some knowledge out of the game. I was over here learning, like, yeah, I'm gonna use that later on my Instagram post. I'll use that later.
So yeah, that's like one of those go-to copy and paste.
Exactly. Like responses. Let me borrow that. And, yeah, I might tag you in it. Let me borrow that. Yeah. But I'm gonna get ready to let you go, because I know you're about to, you know, dive into it. I'm actually getting millionaire mentor quotes and notifications on my Instagram. So I know y'all working like crazy over there, but my last few questions here that I have for you as we go ahead and end it off, like, what new adventures are you embarking on now? You know, what's coming up next? What can we expect from the millionaire mentor and his endeavors in the near future?
Possibly a supplement line.
Nice.
Possibly an augmented reality app.
AR.
Similar to like the Pokemon craze.
Yeah.
But I can't say what it is because we'll give it
to you. Right.
you know, I'm starting to do the agency. Mm-hmm. Blockchain is huge. I'm getting into a lot of blockchain projects. That's a whole another ball game. We're in the cusp of like the greatest, one of the greatest wealth transfers ever in history. That's like mm-hmm. the internet 3.0 is here. Decentralizations mm-hmm. is where it's at.
Yeah.
Incentivization of these tokenization models of these businesses starting up. Mm-hmm. It's just we're right on the brink of like some big changes coming in the next 5-10 years.
5-10 years. Nice. So you expect a lot of change in the money system, and it's gonna be like less paper cash, more coins, more tokens.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna remove a lot of the middlemen with decentralization.
I just want to say personally, man, that I appreciate you for coming onto the podcast. I thank you for taking time out your day to, you know, show love and actually bring some value to the table here on this Level Up Daily podcast that I've been running. And I know that all of my listeners are going to check this out. They're going to lose their mind that, for one, I have Jason Stone on my podcast. Millionaire Mentor. What? Exactly. Two, he's cool as hell. Three, you know, they're going to be like, yo, when is he coming back? You know, so. Again, I just want to say thanks so much for taking time out of your day. I won't hold you up. I know you got to get back to mentoring the world.
Mentoring the world.
Right. You can use that. That could be a hashtag, mentoring the world.
I got to get back to mentoring the world. Peace.
Exactly. That's so dope. That's so dope. Shout me out. But yeah, man, I appreciate you and thank you so much for coming on.
All right, cool. All right, brother. Yeah. Thanks for having me. This is an awesome talk.
And until next time, guys. Much love, peace, and blessings.
Holler.
feel free. I mean, don't be afraid to cuss. I know a lot of
I cuss a little.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're down to do it. It's like a really rapid fire type of questionnaire. Something extra I always do at the end for those who listen and been rocking with me. It's like a fun time for the podcast.
Like a quick answer questionnaire?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, whatever comes to mind, you know. And,
all right, let's rock. I got 5 minutes.
Cool, let's do it. We're doing it too. All right. What is your dream car?
I already got it.
Damn. All right, so what is it?
The Aventador.
Woo, nice. What color? What
is it? Matte black.
So the question now becomes, when can I get out there and go for a ride? All right, next question. Favorite quote you ever posted?
I just said it.
Okay, gotcha. Next one after that, we're just going to curse it out. Describe yourself using one word.
Relentless.
Who is someone you follow on social media that inspires you?
Ty Lopez.
What's your favorite thing you bought as a millionaire? Was it the dream car?
Sorry, my wife just popped in for a minute. What was
it? I'm like, no, stop. I'm on the podcast. Yeah, no. That's perfect. We're going to chop that up and add it in like the bloopers or something.
Sorry, you can leave it all. Okay, what was the question?
What's your favorite thing you bought as a millionaire?
My dream car.
I'm pretty sure, Chris, you'll probably say something that's like, uh-uh. She's like, totally different.
Her wedding ring.
All right, that's what you should say now instead of that. Right. She might listen to it.
My wife's ready.